Dub CNN right here with High Tech. What's going on with you?
I'm good, man. Just picking up my son from school right now.
Okay, okay. You know, we're here to talk about your new album, High Technology 3. You know, the album is coming barely a year after the last one. What made you come back so fast?
I think there's two reasons. I had a contractually had an obligation to turn in another album with Baby Grand. And I didn't want to wait too long because I'm trying to get into, you know, other things. And I just felt like I need to be more consistent because I usually drop, you know, every couple of years and, you know, people tend to forget, you know, right now. I think the world is moving at a fast pace, so I think I need to deliver a little faster and just keep it moving.
Okay. And what would you say are the main differences and similarities between Volume 2 and 3?
Similarities is always trying to show my versatility in my production. The difference, I think this one is more street. This one, I did definitely try to cater to the street on this one, trying to get back to where I come from. So, just to, you know, but it's still high tech at the same time. I just wanted to give it a little different caliber, like I always do.
Okay, you know, one difference I noticed is, you know, you had more big name artists on the last one, you know, than you did on this one.
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose?
Right. Yeah, most definitely. I think I've done that, and I think I've captured that moment in my career as far as, you know, just doing for, you know, working with a lot of big name artists on my projects. I think my biggest success comes from working with up and coming artists. And at the same time, I think at that point, at the point in time right now, like right now, that's where how I felt, you know. That's what really made me hungry to finish the album up, just to like a breath of fresh air to work with new and upcoming artists.
Okay. You know, the first single is My Piano with Ghostface, Raekwon, and Dion. You know, tell us how that song came together.
Basically, I made the beat. Came up with the track. Me and Dion came up with the hook, and just try to, you know, vision who sounds best on the track, and Ghost and Ray came to mind, so it just was like that. It was just that simple.
You know, another song we've heard off the album is God's Plan with Young Buck and the Outlaws. You know, I thought that was a deep track. What's the story behind that one?
That track, I think I made that track in L.A. And I always wanted somebody to write a song. Like, anybody who rocked that track, I think we did a couple of songs, or, you know, tested it here and there just to see who made the best song over. I mean, I had the track for a while, but one day Buck was in town in Cincinnati and they had a show. I was playing tracks for him, you know, and I played that track and he really liked it, and I explained the concept. And I was saying, like, the piano in the track is basically telling the story. Like, it's not just a track that needs a hook. It's like a movie track, like, you know. So you gotta really tell a story. And basically, he got the concept, and then, you know, they took it to the lab. Him and the Outlaws took it to the lab, you know, and I thought they may have forgot about it, you know, but he called me one day and was like, yo, what that track at that we played in the studio? And got it to him, and that's the song they came up with, and I think they really came from the bottom of their heart with that song, and it really laid it out, made a classic with it.
Definitely. You know, I was also happy to see that you hooked back up with Corrupt for this album, because, you know, the Keep It Moving song off of Volume 2 was one of my favorites.
Me too. I love that one.
You know, he really came hard on that joint.
I appreciate that, man.
So, you know, what made you reach out to him again, just because of the, you know, the feedback off the last one?
I mean, Corrupt is like family, man. Him and Snoop and the whole Doghouse, that's like family. They treat me like family, so I try to do the same with them. So it's all, you know, all give and take, and, you know, we just try to keep it moving, basically, you know.
Right.
Snoop always come through for me, so I try to, if I can't get Snoop, if he's too busy, I try to do something for his family. And at the same time, I'm a big fan of Corrupt, and I think he's one of the most slept on MCs out there. You know, I'm pretty sure everybody, you know, a lot of people give him his props, but I think he still got it. Like, you know, I really, I really love what Corrupt do, how he come on the track and how he dig deep, you know, into the track. So
right.
I love Corrupt.
Okay. What are some of your other personal highlights off, you know, your new album?
I got a song called Life to Me, which features, it's like the intro of the song is my mother. And it's basically a song about me, like maybe basically a star being born. And it was a dedication to my mother, basically. And she did a poem at the beginning before the song, and the artist that's singing on the track is Estelle. She's from London. I just think it's a classic song. It really means a lot to me. And I always wanted to make a dedication to my mother song and do something for her. And I think that was the one right there. And I like another song I got called Ohio All Stars, where I got to do something with my natty family, Cross, Showtime, my brother-in-law, man, and another cat from Cleveland, Chip the Ripper. And just I always wanted to do a song where it was like natural, like not really, you know, doing it just to be doing it, as far as, you know, working with my local fam, you know.
Right.
So I really think we captured a great energy on that song, and you know, it came out to be a classic and really represent my hometown the right way. So yeah, those really, I think, are the highlights I really love.
Okay. And when is the album dropping?
December 11th.
Okay, I know you've complained before about, you know, the promotion on your records and stuff like that. How do you think it's going to turn out this time?
I mean, hopefully due to the internet and people, you know, being online, I hope it does well. I mean, I know we didn't have much setup time. Just this craziness with how people handle business. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just try to make a classic album, good enough music for, even if it's a slow roll, people are always gonna cop it, you know, and go get it, you know, whether get it that week, the first week, or, you know, the next week. So, you know, once you get word of mouth that the album is hot, I'm pretty sure people go get it. And I think that's how I always survived throughout my career, you know, with or without promotion, I always sold records because the music was quality.
Right. Okay. And, you know, Dion is, of course, all over the album. How did you hook up with him in the beginning, and what made you take him under your wing?
Well, basically, I hooked up through a contest I did out here in Cincinnati. I did a Midwest talent search, and he entered the contest, and he won, basically. So I think this was 2003. He won the contest, and, you know, and ever since then, I've been working with him in the studio, you know what I'm saying, and just grooming him up until to where he is now. I got him signed to Aftermath for a brief time, and, you know, that fell apart, but we still, you know, trying to keep it moving right now.
You know, I know you two have been working, you know, with the Aftermath camp a lot in recent years. What kind of an experience has that been?
Oh, beautiful experience, man. Drake always, you know, helped me step my game up, so he keeps me at a certain level. And definitely, you know, I'm always all over the place with the tracks. Like, I like the way he kind of lets me know, like, from the tracks he picked from me, and, you know, how we end up, like, how we finish the tracks out. Like, it really kind of teaches me on what I could do to, you know, not even have to even touch the track afterwards, or, you know, how to capitalize and make a bigger song. So I've learned a hell of a lot from Dre.
Okay, what's your exact relationship with Aftermath? Are you signed as a producer?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on over there, right?
I actually got a producer deal with them.
Okay. Okay, what's going on over there right now? Anything you can tell us about Detox?
Nothing at all, man. it's boiling in the science room.
Okay. So, you know, what are the Aftermath producers, you know, on the team right now?
You got Focus, Nas, and Khalil.
Okay, I heard Warren G was over there working too, right?
Yeah, Warren G's family, so.
Okay, and I heard you're also part of Sha Money XL's production crew?
Sha Money, I'm part of his management.
Okay.
He managed me.
Oh, alright. Alright, so what are your plans after High Technology 3?
I plan on getting it back into the detox mode, and we're going to work on the Reflection Eternal album after this.
Okay, okay. Well, what other projects will we be hearing High Tech Production on in the next couple of months?
I did a song for Cassidy on his new album. And me and my young producer Sparks produced that together. And what else I did? What was it? I did a movie score, this movie called Mr. Untouchable. Movie documentary about Nicky Barnes, one of Frank Lucas.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, his rival. So it's good to see both sides of the story, whatever. But I did a score for the Nicky Barnes movie, Mr. Untouchable.
Okay.
It was kind of good. Definitely good. Something to see. Check it out.
Okay. Well, what can you tell us about Reflection Eternal 2?
That is gonna be another classic. That's we just it's in the early stages. We just trying to work at it, get it cracking.
What are you trying to come up with musically on this record?
Just trying to definitely it's nothing really solid and no real vision as far as how we gonna do it yet, but one thing for sure, we just definitely gotta make. We're trying to top what we did the first time, which may be impossible because it's a whole different time, but we definitely trying to at least stand up to the quality of it and, balance it between what's going on musically now and, what we did then.
Okay. What about Mos Def? Will you be working with him too?
Yeah, I haven't heard from Mos, so Mos has been doing his own thing, so.
Okay. And you produced one of my favorite tracks of all time, Cool, with the East Siders and Butch Cassidy on Cocaine. Remember that track?
Love it. Good looking, man. Yeah, I did the track in Cincinnati, but I came. That was like the first time I ever met Snoop. And I was working on the High Technology 1. And I had the track, I came out to see him. May have been around 2000. Went out to his house and played some beats for him. That was one of the tracks. And he did a verse for me for High Technology 1, which never made the album because the label fronted on me. But that's a long story. I don't really want to get into that. But yeah, he did a track a while back. And when I went to his house, that's when my first introduction to Snoop.
Okay.
Since then, we had, long relationship, working relationship.
And, who are your personal favorite up-and-coming artists in the game right now?
Right now, I'm a big fan of Estelle.
Okay.
And my man, Cross, he's from Cincinnati. He's on my album, too. He's on the All-Star song. It comes to mind. I'm a big fan. I'll be on the lookout for those two artists.
Alright. And what about, albums so far in 2007? What have you been bumping the most?
I gotta say, I like Kanye and 50 album. Top albums, I like Thomas. And Khalid. That's about it.
Okay. All right, man, before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
I just want to encourage everybody to go cop my album. If you enjoy listening to good hip-hop, you're definitely going to get that.